At birth, the average size of a baby's brain is quarter of the size of the average adult brain, and it doubles in size in a year. At age 3, the brain grows up to 80%, and at age 5, the brain is nearly fully grown at 90%. At 8 years old, a child's brain has developed critical and abstract thinking skills. And in today's episode, the gruesome sins were committed by an 8-year-old. I'm going to be talking about a killer, well, not just a killer, but a serial killer, and his victims were innocent little babies. This is the case of Amarjeet Sada, who is deemed as the world's youngest serial killer, and he belongs to a small town in Bihar, India. This case is of a horrific action taken by a child against another child, and this was repeated thrice until he was finally caught. Welcome to Sins of Asia, a true crime podcast focused on the murders, mysteries, and crimes of Asia. I'm your host Apurva, and today's sinner is Amarjeet Sada. The case is popularly known as the world's youngest serial killer. The year was 2007. This incident took place in a quiet, close-knit village of Mushari, which is located in the state of Bihar in India. A middle-aged woman named Chunchun Devi was getting her 6-month-old daughter Khushbu ready and all set to be left in a local daycare school. This was their normal routine, as Chunchun Devi couldn't manage the newborn baby and household chores. She would leave her daughter in the daycare under supervision of the staff and would typically return in a few hours to pick her up. But on this particular day, she had no idea that her worst nightmare was going to turn into reality. As per usual, Chunchun Devi went to the school to pick Khushbu. First, she went to her cradle but couldn't see her daughter in there. She thought nothing of it, as sometimes Khushbu wasn't sleeping, she would be held in someone's arms or be playing on the floor. But she couldn't find her anywhere, so she went around the school asking the staff if anyone had seen or taken her. But no one had seen her anywhere. A really panicked mother started searching everywhere for her baby. She started going across people's houses near the school, banging their doors to ask if anyone had seen Khushbu. But no one had any whereabouts of her. During her search, she came across a member of the Sada family, to whom she explained the situation, and this man had his suspicions about the involvement of a particular member of his own family. Hence, without wasting any time, Chunchun Devi and the man from the Sada family called the Bhagwanpur police station. The policemen who were engaged in their usual jobs wouldn't have imagined that this particular phone call would unravel a very disturbing story. The two of them informed the police that they had a case of a missing baby girl and they had a suspect in mind. And shockingly, this suspect was an 8-year-old little boy named Amarjeet Sada. Well, now let's travel back in time and know who Amarjeet was. Amarjeet was allegedly born in 1998 in Begusarai district of Bihar. His father worked as a manual laborer and was finding it hard to fend for the family. Hence, in 2004, the Sada family moved to a village approximately 153 kilometers away called Mushari. They had hopes of finding better employment here. They lived in a quiet but strict community consisting of the Sada family. They had a lot of close and distant relatives of their family all staying in the same area of this village. Like many of the families living here, the Sadas too were extremely poor and spent most of their days in poverty. Amarjeet, with his cousins and friends, would always play around in the village and the fields, but he kind of had a negative reputation and was said to have behavioral issues. No one paid any attention to this issue. They just let him be and ignored his behavioral issues. Many people believe that these were the first warning signs of his future intentions. One day, the villagers noticed an infant girl missing. She was believed to be a 6-month-old baby girl from the Sada family. She was Amarjeet's maternal cousin and wasn't seen by people. But the Sadas weren't concerned about it. They did not even talk about it or reveal any information regarding it. However, no member of the village directly questioned the Sadas regarding the missing issue and ignored it by saying, "This is a family matter." It may sound weird, but as I mentioned, this village was a community of quiet people. No one poked their noses into others' business, and it was frowned upon to gossip or prey upon others' family matters. So no one really questioned it. I would like to state that this case is of a minor and not a lot of information is released to the public. Additionally, most of the coverage was done in local language of Bhojpuri, and during translations, a lot of information was lost or misinterpreted. As far as my research goes, some sources do say that this cousin was 6 years old. But most sources and my personal belief is that all of his victims were under the age of 1. Now let's get back to the case. After a few months, another 8-month-old went missing. This infant girl was Amarjeet's little baby sister, his own blood sister. And this time again, the Sadas weren't concerned. Villagers were now suspicious, but again, the matter was shushed and no questions were raised. Another reason why the villagers refrained themselves from asking might be because they assumed it was a female infanticide case, which was unfortunately quite common. Well, now let's go back to the present date. The police department has arrived in the village and they are shocked to see that the villagers are holding an 8-year-old accountable for Khushbu's disappearance. They at first debunked the villagers, asking how and why such a young boy would commit such an act. But as a general procedure, they started interrogating the 8-year-old. After a few questions and a little pressing, Amarjeet confessed, and the policemen were petrified learning the truth, and similarly, you would be too. Knowing that this little innocent-looking boy was behind a series of not one, not two, but 3 murders of infants. Seemingly proud of his action, he then explained and did not even fret before revealing the gruesome graphic details of his killings. Amarjeet said that he saw Khushbu in the daycare and went inside and sneaked her out without anyone noticing him. He took the crying baby out in the nearby fields and tried strangling her. But he wasn't satisfied by the infant's reaction as he couldn't see the fear or the pain in her eyes. So he picked up a brick and started hitting her with it until she was dead. He later put her body in a shallow grave. He eventually took the police straight to the scene and showed them her body. A quick look at the corpse confirmed what the young boy had said, and he had absolutely no signs of remorse in his eyes. He wasn't scared, terrified, sympathetic, or anything about his doing. He just kept smiling, and this shook the entire community and the police. He lacked any emotion and definitely seemed to have some mental disorder, which led him to committing such heinous crimes at the mere age of 8. After hearing this shocking confession, the police took him back to the police station. He was seated in the station and was smiling and laughing. He did not understand what he had done. He just kept asking the police for Parle G biscuit. Inspector Shatrudin Kumar said that the boy smiled a lot but did not speak when in custody. But this was not the end of his crimes. Amarjeet was responsible for 2 more murders, making him not just a serial killer but the world's youngest serial killer. A year before the gruesome murder of Khushbu, in 2006, when Amarjeet was 7, he killed his 6-month-old maternal cousin in the same manner and also confessed this in front of his family. The family then explained this to the maternal uncle, who was the father of the 6-month-old baby, and they collectively decide to keep this matter under the carpet and not speak about this to anyone else. This only helped in fanning the murderous instinct in Amarjeet. A couple of months later, he went ahead and did the same with his 8-month-old infant sister. He picked his baby sister from his mother's lap, took her to a nearby field, and later returned home without her. When he was questioned by his family about his sister, he took them to the fields where they found out the infant's dead body. His MO was always the same: kidnapping the infant, taking them to the field, and then killing them, putting their body in a shallow grave. It was like a vicious cycle that he did not once, not twice, but thrice, and would have continued to do the same had he not been caught and reported. The whole Sada family knew about his killings but decided to keep it to themselves with the intentions of not harming their family's pride and name in the community. This one step of the Sadas gave Amarjeet the encouragement to commit more murders, and lives were lost. If they had reported him to the police after they found out about the first victim, innocent lives wouldn't have been stolen so soon. His sister and Khushbu could have been saved. On May 30th, 2007, Amarjeet Sada, at the age of 8, was arrested and taken into custody. Superintendent Amir Lodha from Begusarai Police Station ordered that Amarjeet's case be looked at from a psychological perspective. Soon, Shamshad Hussain, a Patna-based psychoanalyst, looked into Amarjeet's situation. And after questioning, he concluded that this was a child who lacked clear remorse and had an extreme liking for inflicting pain on other people, a clear case of psychopathy. He was officially diagnosed with a conduct disorder, which is claimed to be hereditary and led him to commit acts of violence because he had no sense of right or wrong. A child is diagnosed with conduct disorder when they show an ongoing pattern of aggression towards others and serious violations of rules and social norms at home, in schools, and with peers. I mean, his crime portrays these behaviors to a great extent. Amarjeet was tried in juvenile prison, and according to India's law, it is speculated that he was sentenced only for 3 years in juvenile prison, as no child can be sentenced for more than that. It is speculated that due to his mental state and extreme threat that he posed to society, he was kept in a mental institution after his sentence was served. He was released in 2016 and given a new identity, and is now living his new and free life. Please keep in mind that a lot of information of this case is not allowed to be released to the public and the media, as it is the case of a minor, and the Indian judiciary system does not permit the disclosure of certain information. Okay, now let's talk about a theory that I found surfacing on some Reddit forums. The theory suggests that Amarjeet was framed. Well, it's said that an 8-year-old cannot potentially kill 3 victims and then have the ability and understanding to attempt to hide their body. If he killed, then obviously there has to be some mental instabilities in his brain. So then how is it possible for him to understand to hide the body? He was diagnosed with conduct disorder, which makes it hard for him to understand the concept of right and wrong. So if he did not understand that killing was wrong, how did he understand that hiding the body was right? They believe that some other member of the Sada family was committing these crimes and Amarjeet was just an easy target to pin these crimes on. But I personally think that Amarjeet may be the right culprit. Okay, hear me out. Imagine a countryside field and a small rural village. Amarjeet killed all his victims in the fields. And there of course are trees in the fields. There is a possibility that the leaves, particularly dried leaves, fell from the trees and accumulated on top of his victim's dead body. And on top of it, the grave was shallow. There are so many undulations in a non-agricultural field. Maybe, coincidentally, he chose spots that were little shallow. If he intentionally wanted to hide the bodies, he would have had dug a little deeper and then covered the body with soil and mud rather than leaves. And he eventually took the family straight to the site. So if he was trying to hide it, why would he show it to his family? I don't think the shallow grave was chosen on purpose or the fact that he tried to hide it. I just feel like it was coincidental. And psychologists have done studies on him and they all stated that he had psychopathic tendencies. And it is true that kids do have psychopathy. In the Western world, there are many more cases based on children committing murders due to their psychopathic tendency. One famous such case is of 10-year-old duo, Robert Thompson and John Venables. They abducted and tortured a 2-year-old James Patrick Bulger and left his mutilated body on a train track in Liverpool. So it is clear, if psychopathy is not treated, it can pose a huge danger in the society. I'm not saying that Amarjeet was the right suspect for these crimes, but his mental illness point a valid finger at him. Another theory that I have concocted from some theories I read online is that maybe there was a female infanticide going on in the Sada family. I mean, why is it that all 3 victims were female babies and 2 of Amarjeet's victims were from the Sada family itself? Was it because they were planned to be killed by a known member, maybe of the Sada family itself, and Khushbu, his last victim, may be a planned killing? After someone realized that the gruesome ordeal of female infanticide was taking place in the village. Maybe someone on the inside was paid or blackmailed to have Khushbu killed. And since Amarjeet was a child and was naive, the real killer could point the blame at Amarjeet and feed this information in his mind. And due to his conduct disorder, he wouldn't really understand that this information that he was fed was wrong. And it's wrong to take someone else's blame onto himself. Remember the man who had his initial suspicions on Amarjeet, who called the police with Chunchun Devi? Maybe he was involved in the crime and he could sense that Chunchun Devi was really pressing this issue and the police would eventually catch on to him. And hence, he just put the whole blame on the 8-year-old. I don't know, this kind of sounds like a stretch, maybe something out of an evil movie script, but hey, it's food for thought. I can't 100% lean towards who the actual culprit is, but I somehow have a gut feeling that Amarjeet was the real culprit. But the reason why he committed these crimes is never revealed, and due to his mental issues, he could be killing without any motive. So with that, we come to an end of today's case. Let me know your thought on Amarjeet Sada's case on Instagram. The handle is Sins of Asia. I hope you found this episode informative, and if you did, then do not forget to give your precious ratings and reviews as it immensely helps the podcast, and please take a moment to also follow the podcast. New episode with a fresh sin from Asia goes live every Friday. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I hope you make good choices and don't be a criminal. Bye guys, I hope to catch you for the next sin.